it's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's great to have Mac and Gatos on the program.
I am very excited in about 30 minutes. I've been waiting for this for months, man. We're going to go out live to Alien Stock.
Be careful.
What?
They're listening. Be careful what you say.
Who's listening?
I don't know, but they might be listening.
Aliens?
Or government officials? Area 51?
Why don't you be serious?
Well, I'm just saying.
Can I finish my thought?
I think, but just be careful.
Alien stock. You know Woodstock?
Right.
Well, there's alien stock. That's the big Area 51 party.
Yeah, remember that guy put on Facebook?
Yeah.
Let's go see them aliens?
Starts today.
Uh-huh. And people are showing up.
Live report, 3:30. Can't wait.
Idiots.
Not idiots.
Look. This is going to end poorly. You know it.
Why do you have to judge so harshly all the time?
I'm Irish Catholic.
I'm sorry. I was just checking.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to do that in about 30 minutes. I want to see if anybody got over the fence. And
See, that's what I'm saying. It's going to end badly.
Someone's going to get shot.
Right. I don't want to see that happen.
Yeesh.
But, yeah.
Okay. This is pretty interesting. It's happening right here in Arizona. There's a big sale. You like sales, don't you? I love sales.
Hey, I love the clearance aisle. You know, stuff 30, 50% off.
Right,
sure.
Right. There's a sale on guns. And it's called the Beto Special. Remember Beto? Beto Obeto.
The guy running for president?
Beto O'Rourke Obeto.
Hell yes. We're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used again.
Okay. So when that happened during the Democratic debate a couple weeks ago, I mean, I got to be honest. I don't remember what you said because I don't listen all the time to what you say.
Yeah.
But I remember what I said. Listen, I don't like these guns either. I don't like them being out. I don't think they ever should have been out.
I am shocked you don't remember what I said.
I know. Isn't that funny?
Shocked.
But I don't think that you can go and take them away from people. By the way, you're going to be taking them away from people who aren't committing mass murder.
Right.
Okay?
The horse is already out of the barn. Okay?
Correct.
Why to do this would, and I don't mean this facetiously, it would take an act of God. There is no way you're going to disregard, turn around, change the Second Amendment, and allow law enforcement to come to everybody's home and take away their AR-15.
So an Arizona gun store.
But if I'm a gun owner, if I'm a gun store.
Yeah, an Arizona gun store has turned, you know, this Beto O'Rourke, the Democratic presidential candidate, his bold call for gun confiscation. The Arizona gun store has turned it into a frenzy of sales, if you will.
He is sold out. He sold out in 4 hours after they kind of, you know, tongue in cheek, they made light of it. But when
what was the pitch?
Well, the pitch is, hey, we've got a Beto special.
Right.
Show Beto that we're not going to stand for his, you know, taking my guns.
Right.
Buy more.
Buy more AR-15s.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm sure it worked.
They sold out.
Of course they sold out. Okay, did they sell? Here's the question. Did people go and buy these guns at this Arizona gun store? Just because of what Beto said, and they actually think that their guns are going to be taken away, at least two? Or are they doing it just to say, I don't like Beto, I don't like what he said, I like this gun store, they're using Beto's words against him, I'm going out and I'm buying some guns.
Yes, yes, and yes,
Oh, you know.
Sure, I mean,
Why don't you have an original thought?
Look. I mean, it's not an either-or proposition. If you don't like what Beto O'Rourke says.
Right.
You like a sale.
Sure.
You've been thinking about buying an AR-15.
Yeah.
All these things converge, and why not? Why not? You take advantage of the sale. You take advantage of standing up for something. And, you know, it's kind of like people do it as adults, too, that they feel that they're part of something. So I'm going to buy an AR-15 to show I'm not going to take Beto O'Rourke, you know, laying down or whatever, you know, that I'm going to do what I'm legally allowed to do. I'm going to buy an AR-15. Now, with that said, what surprised me is that the guy sold out in 4 hours. Does that mean that more people are going to go counter to what Beto wants and you're going to see a proliferation of sales of AR-15s and AK-47s because this guy, it's kind of like that old, PMRC label, the explicit label. As soon as you put that on a record or an album or a track, kids wanted to listen to it.
Right.
Did Beto actually shoot himself in the foot? And more people will buy or want to buy this, A, because they're scared he might win, B, to stick it to him, and C, to stand up and say, hey, look, you can't do this to us, which is exactly the opposite of what he wanted or what he wants to do. What's interesting to me, though, is Colt, the manufacturer of guns, they have said they are going to suspend the manufacturing of AR-15s.
For civilians, right.
For civilians. So is that in response to Beto, or is that in response to, hey, we're doing the right thing here? Or is that because they don't want to be labeled, hey, you kill kids. Your AR-15s kill kids.
Yeah, that's – I think that
– I don't know if I like that move from Colt. I really don't.
I think Colt is doing it maybe because – there are just too many mass shootings. I mean –
So is it the right idea, or is it...
They don't want to be a part of it.
We better look like we... Because remember, they didn't say we'll never do it again. They're suspending.
Yeah, and maybe they're talking about it and they're thinking about it. We've seen what Walmart has done.
Exactly.
I don't know. I do think, though...
And Walmart didn't have teeth, remember?
Right, but I talked to a lot of gun owners, and some of them own AR-15s.
Why don't they buy you one?
Many of them...
Beto a Beto sale.
I know. Many of them could get on board with the AR-15s being... Not taken away, but maybe
not manufactured or
not being put out for the public anymore.
Is only one manufacturer. This
Correct.
Is not everybody.
It's Colt, though.
Right. But there are other gun manufacturers that they haven't jumped on board with this, but Colt's the first.
Yeah, and I think when Beto says something like that, people will go buy guns. When you start talking about gun regulation, people go and buy more bullets.
Do you remember what happened with Obama?
Barack Obama, of course. Everybody went and bought a gun.
No. You couldn't find ammunition.
Bullets. Yeah, ammunition. Right.
Ammunition was scarce.
Yeah. I mean, but that's another thing. Should you have all this ammunition stockpiled? I'm not so sure because, I mean, look what happened with the Vegas guy.
Look what happened to my father-in-law, Jiminy.
What happened to Jiminy?
He's got like 6 chainsaws. He's got 7 rakes. Mm-hmm. I mean, after a while, you don't need that many bullets. You don't need that many rakes. I'm sorry, Jiminy, but you don't need them.
What about, so we're talking about this Arizona gun store. It ran a Beto O'Rourke special. After Beto said, we're taking your AK and your ARs, they had a Beto special, sold out in 4 hours. Gunmaker Colt says we're going to stop making AR-15s for civilians for now. What about that clothing company that, is in a little bit of trouble? They have a themed, they have like, this one I don't get. I don't know who would buy it. They have a themed school shooting clothes.
Yeah, they actually made hoodies.
They made, right.
That have the names of the schools or names of the places and bullet hole marks. It's fake, but it looks like it's being shot at.
Right.
Sandy Hook is across the front, or Virginia Tech is across the front, or Columbine is across the front. That, to me, is just heinous.
Well,
you are profiting off of people being killed.
It's incredible. I mean, there are some people who just want attention no matter what, and that's got to be this company. Because I just think about it this way. Would you let your kid wear that shirt or that hoodie? No. If you walked through the mall and you saw a kid wearing that hoodie, wouldn't you say something? I probably would. I can't imagine anybody buying that. Well, you know what? Maybe it is a good idea. Maybe
Why?
Because maybe the only people that are going to buy that hoodie is a potential shooter. And then we know who they are.
So kind of sort of like it's good that when people come out are busted as racists because at least we know who they are.
At least we know who they are. Because I can't imagine anybody else buying that. It's not funny. It's the most poor taste thing you can probably buy. And I don't know who that audience is that they're trying to reach.
I don't either. There's a bunch of backlash on social media, and of course, parents are like, "What are you doing?"
They've got to want this backlash. The company has to want this. They have to.
Well,
they had to have invited it because it's not just, is this a bad idea? Maybe we shouldn't do it. This is a terrible idea.
This is really going to get us in trouble. Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe they think that all publicity is good publicity, that there's no such thing as bad marketing.
People go to their website. They'll get a ton of hits. No one's going to buy anything. But they're going to, I don't know, maybe they sell other stuff that they think that they could actually buy.
Yeah. So far, they have not said they're pulling it. Of course, like you said, they've gotten a lot of hits on the website.
I don't care who you are. No one's wearing this. I don't know anybody that would wear. I couldn't imagine, like, who would wear something like this.
Well, you know, a kid.
No, I know.
A kid, you know, a snot-nosed kid that thinks it's funny.
I don't know. I don't even know if a snot-nosed kid would think this is funny.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's geared to younger males. It's a hoodie.
I don't think it's going to be. I mean, you know when you always say there's someone out there that will buy it?
Right, right.
I'm not so sure this time.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. Because like I said, I'm on their website now. They are not pulling them. They're available for sale. So let's see who buys them.
All right. We've hit the
now, will you throttle the person you see in the mall who has this on? Will you throttle somebody with a...
I've got a list today.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, can we add this to the
list? Well, I was the first guy I was going to throttle was the...
The coach?
The coach who, you know, screwed over all the kids at Mountain Point. He was that assistant. He betrayed his own team. I would throttle that guy.
Okay.
Put this company on the list. I'll throttle them too.
All right.
All right. I'll throttle you if you don't be nice to me.
Oh, I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard.
No, I wouldn't do that. No.
Do you have to do the show by yourself?
I'd be happy with that. It's more me.
I need my throat rested.
It'd be more me. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Okay.
Once again, you win.
Speaking of, you know, the school shootings and all that kind of stuff. Coming up next, Sandy Hook parents, we told you yesterday they released a chilling back-to-school PSA.
Yeah, we talked. Yeah.
I mean, it is tough. Kids in school and the PSA shows them being shot at and in certain situations. Well, has this video already stopped one school shooting? Next.
Drive home informed and entertained. Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, go to KTAR.com. And take the Gatos Big Q poll question of the day, brought to you by my awesome friends, your Valley Toyota dealers. So today at 8:53, I was on with Jim Sharp, and here's today's question, okay? Sandy Hook parents released a chilling back-to-school PSA depicting children in the middle of a school shooting. So we played the PSA yesterday. It's chilling. There's no question about it. You know, you have one kid standing on a toilet trying to call mom, and you hear the footsteps of a shooter coming in. You've got one kid running down the hall saying, I'm so glad my parents got me these sneakers. I really needed them today.
As he's running.
He's running from a shooter.
Did you describe the beginning?
Go ahead.
The beginning of the video starts out like it's a back-to-school sale for, like, a store.
Yeah.
That, hey, I'm so glad I got this. I'm so glad my mom got me this. But as the video goes further, you realize they're thanking their parents for getting them stuff that will save them, hopefully, from a mass shooting.
I'm so glad my parents got me this skateboard. And then the kid with the skateboard goes over to the window and breaks the window with the skateboard to climb out because there's a school shooter.
Right.
So my big Q asks this question. Who is their intended audience? Who are the parents of Sandy Hook trying to reach? A, they want politicians and the NRA to see it. B, they want kids to see it. C, they want parents to see it. And D, what I thought it was yesterday, they want the parents of a potential shooter to see it. All right, what are we looking at?
All right, the overwhelming 64%, they want politicians and the NRA to see it.
Do you agree with that? It's one thing we didn't touch on too much yesterday, but do you really think they were going for the politicians and the NRA?
I'm going to just make you furious. I'm going to say yes, yes, and yes again.
Which, with what? That they want everybody to
that
see it.
That you say I never make a decision.
No, I was just teasing
you. I know. But I think they put it out there for anyone and everyone. I don't think it is just for parents only, children only.
Right.
I think it's for anybody because at the end of the video, and I'm paraphrasing, you can stop a shooting, recognize the signs. I think it's for anyone, really, that you know, kids know. We've heard this before. Yeah, if anybody were to do a shooting, it'd be that guy. They know what's going on, so maybe they'll speak up. Parents, we've noticed since the last shooting in El Paso, how many parents and how many family members have come forward and said, you need to look into my kid, or you need to look into somebody. I think this may be a problem. There's been how many mass shootings that may have been stopped? It's been like half a dozen, right?
Yeah, there's another one. Washington police arrest a high school student in a plot against his school. Mom found his journal with entries detailing his plans, and she alerted authority. The kid is 17.
Well, that is...
That's it.
You've got the evidence right there in front of you.
Yeah.
I mean...
Let me see what else. His journal contained information about an attack on
on the school.
And he was planning to do it on the anniversary of Columbine.
Great.
Yeah.
Mm.
He was planning to do it. It says April 20th, 2020.
20. Yeah.
So, yeah.
How hard was that call for that mom?
It wasn't impossible. I mean,
no,
she did
no.
it.
Right. But I mean, you are basically telling the officers,
of
my son wants to do this.
And you need to come and take him away.
Correct.
Good for her. I mean, that's just brutal. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Coming up next, I am so excited. I can't wait. You know, you've heard of Woodstock.
Oh, yeah.
Where there are a couple bands there, like when I...
A couple, right.
Way before I was born.
A couple.
What is...
Was it way before you were born? It was 5 years before you were born.
That's a lot. what is Alien Stock? We're going to go out live to where this Area 51 get-together party.
Yeah, but we'll have to put our tinfoil hats on first.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos. Drive home informed and entertained. Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos on KTAR News 92.3 FM.
All right, make sure you're here at 5:15. Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone stops in for his monthly exclusive interview, and we'll ask the sheriff a number of things, including this vaping epidemic. Does MCSO have a plan? Do they know how to combat this vaping epidemic that we've got in our country, really?
Yeah, because people, you know, criminals, they're putting, you know, certain substances that can go into those vaping pens, and it's pretty scary.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So we'll talk to the Maricopa County Sheriff. Also, if you miss any of the interview, we've got you covered with the podcast, Mac and Gatos podcast, iPhone or Android. It's brought to you by Arizona Cold Air. Make sure you subscribe.
Okay. In a few minutes, Alex Stone is going to join us. He's obviously from ABC News, and he is out at the Area 51 event.
Way out.
Now, here's what's worrying me. He's 2 minutes late.
He was abducted. He's already
been
abducted.
I hope he wasn't abducted.
Yep.
Because he's supposed to be joining us now. Okay, so you know we've been making fun of this stuff for like, what, the last month? Somebody goes on Facebook, starts a page.
It's months ago, and the government actually got involved and said, hey, don't come here. You will be shot on sight.
Oh, my goodness. So there are bans out at this. People have tents. It's
going to be a festival.
It's like the place to be.
Right. It's a festival, except this isn't going to turn out well.
Urgh.
Joining us now is Alex Stone. He was not abducted by aliens, but I don't know if he's been probed.
Oh.
He's from ABC News, a correspondent in Rachel, Nevada, where the site of Alien Stock. Alex, how are you? Do you need help? Do you need us to send somebody out there to get you?
Hello, Earthlings. I have been probed. And now it hurts. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Talk about true alien believers. They are here. They are in Rachel tonight, and they'll tell you that they've seen aliens, they've talked to aliens, they've seen UFOs, and they want to see some stuff tonight. But, you know, I asked them, how are the aliens going to know you're out here? They don't know there's this thing going on. They're going to fly by and, you know, rock the wings for you. But they want to see some stuff tonight. They're beginning to show up now.
Alex, what happened? Did you draw the short straw on this one, or are you exactly excited to be there?
Well, I think it's going to be fun. Tonight's going to be a little crazy because, you know, there's a lot of beer that's that folks are drinking right now, other drinks, not the media. That's later tonight. but the folks who are here, and so they're planning on, you know, kind of a cheap man's Burning Man where it's starting to rain here. It's getting muddy. They're still building the stages, but it's all, you know, where they've cleared out the desert landscape and put down soft soil for people to party in and to dance in. Now, the crowd is not the 2 million who had responded. Right now, there's probably about 100 RVs here and campsites. So there are a few people in each of those, maybe a couple hundred people in total. But tomorrow is the big day, the day that was advertised as the day to storm Area 51. So it may go up, but these folks are telling you they're not storming Area 51. First of all, most of them are way out of shape to do the 20 miles of the desert to get to the gate. Even though we're as close as you can get, it's still 20 miles out there. They're not doing that. The guts are too big, and they're drinking a bunch of fruit. They're just here to party, and they say they just want to have a good time. They're not going to do anything bad. But local authorities, they've been very worried about this. They've got an incident command post set up about 10 miles away, satellite dishes up, feds in there, locals in there, in case somebody does try to breach into Area 51. And the locals who live here, this is a town of 54 people, and they're all against it.
What?
Except for the owner of the Little Alien. The only business in town is the Little Alien, and she's the one who's been pushing this, even though the founder of Storm Area 51 bailed on this and is now doing his own event with Bud Light in Las Vegas, 3 hours away.
No.
But she's been pushing it. So you've got this weird dynamic of the locals are angry, and they let you know it. As I came into town, I was warned to be careful who you talk to because the locals are rather angry and will tell you their two cents. And then you have folks coming in. I've met people from who have driven in from Illinois and Colorado. They tell me there are people here from Chile and from France who flew in, and they're just here to have a good time. And they're drinking beer, and they're telling their alien stories. Mm.
Alex Stone, ABC News. He is at the site of Alien Stuck. It is where people are going to run towards Area 51, and who knows. Hey, what's the best alien story you heard so far?
the family from Illinois, they first went to Roswell before this and then drove here from Roswell. So, you know, they claim they've seen them, they believe in them, they've had close encounters. They're all aliened out. Probably the best product I've seen so far. The closest gas station is 45 miles away.
Oh, geez.
I stopped to top off there before doing the final 45 miles. And they sell alien condoms there. The slogan on them is better safe than getting cloned.
Is it for the... the alien or for human beings?
I don't know. If they're going to need those tonight, I don't want to know. And they glow in the dark.
Of course they do.
I put them up on Twitter. They're up on there if you want to see a picture of them. So it should be interesting. We'll be camping here all night. Nobody's leaving from here. So,
are you afraid for your life?
Are you afraid for your life? Get out of there,
Alex. Get out of there.
Well, we've got our Walmart bread and peanut butter and jelly. We're ready for tonight, so we're good to go.
You know, Alex, you bring up a great point there with your Walmart peanut butter and jelly. This is not a town that can support hundreds, even thousands of people.
54 people live there. That's it.
Right. There's no way these people, how long do you think they can possibly stay there? They don't have food, they don't have water, they don't have public restrooms. This could turn out to be a real problem in a couple of days.
Mm. Well, and that's why Matty Roberts, the founder of Storm Area 51, he bailed. He said he sees this as a humanitarian crisis. This is the fire festival all over again. Mm. The thing is, most people who are here seem to know what they were getting into, and so everybody's brought their own food, and they've brought their own booze. Now, granted, we're only a couple of hours into this.
Right.
Not Saturday night yet, but they've all brought their own stuff, and they're cooking and grilling and doing whatever they need to do. There is no food here. The Little Alien is closed. There is nothing else in town. The bathrooms are a couple of porta potties that they've got here, and that's about it. So to get to anywhere where there is a little bit of food in the form of a gas station, i.e., 45 miles away at that gas station with the alien condom. So there's nothing, and you got to have enough gas to get out of here. As we were coming up here after leaving that town, where they've got gas, it says next gas 160 miles. You've got to know that you got enough gas to get back. That'll be the only thing, is if people idle to power their stuff and to get air conditioning, and then they don't leave enough gas to get back.
Alex, if by some chance you get gas tonight and have to use the restroom, where are you going? Are you sharing
in the truck? He's in the ABC truck.
Is there an ABC truck with a can in it?
Well, ABC is bringing in an RV tonight, but two things. Number one, they've already told us it's number one only in there. And number two, I have not been invited into that RV to sleep. They tell me they're bringing quite the bar, but to sleep tonight, I don't know. You know, maybe I'm too loud. Maybe I stink too much. I don't know. I think I'm going to be sleeping in my rental car. I brought a pillow. I'm going to put the seats down.
Man.
I'm going to be sleeping in the car.
You're awesome. We got to talk to you tomorrow. We're going to call you tomorrow.
Yeah,
we'll
check in with you tomorrow, Alex, and see if you survived the night.
Be careful.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Wow.
Rachel, Nevada, the site of Alien Stock. What a mess.
This is going to turn out
Storm
bad.
Area 51.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Looking on Twitter for the alien
All right. I don't want to know. I don't want to see that. We got the Big Four at four coming up. All right. You think that was bad? Coming up next, we actually might top it. It's the Halloween costume you don't want your kid to wear, even though it deals with Mr. Rogers. Next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos. Drive home informed and entertained. Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, coming up at 5:15, Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone in studio, his monthly exclusive interview. Lots of stuff to go over, including, you know, what was his first thought when he saw Arpaio's going to run for sheriff? Hilarity ensued.
Or a lot of cursing.
I don't think so.
There is, you've got a little over a month to decide what you're doing for Halloween, your Halloween costume. I know a lot of people put a lot of time, they put a lot of effort into thinking, well, what am I going to be for Halloween?
Yeah.
And sometimes it just comes down to wear something scantily clad, ladies, and you're a sexy fill in the blank.
Yes.
You know, sexy nurse, sexy, you know, proctologist, sexy, whatever.
There?
I don't know. This one, though, goes over the line. This is the sign of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. It's right around the corner. This one is just plain wrong.
Can I say it?
Go ahead.
It is for a female, and it is a naughty Mr. Rogers costume.
Sexy Mr.
You say
Rogers.
Sexy, I say naughty.
Okay, it's the nicest neighbor costume is which its title.
I bet.
$60 comes with a red V-neck knit sweater, a detached collar and tie, high-waisted gray booty shorts, and to complete the look, there's also a vinyl wig and a creepy puppet as part of the Be My Neighbor costume
kit. There's
a
puppet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, you want to besmirch nurses, you want to besmirch plumbers, you want to make them sexy, that's fine. You go too far when you take on Mr. Rogers with
really?
A sexy costume.
Why?
Oh, it's wrong. It's so wrong.
Why?
First of all, he's a guy.
Okay.
Secondly, he was all about inclusion, and he was all about being nice, not about being sexy.
Are you saying Mr. Rogers wasn't sexy?
Not at all. And there was a reason why. And there was a reason why
hey,
he wasn't sexy.
When
he was dealing with children.
When he started taking those shoes off, I'll tell you, there's something going on there.
Why would you go there?
I mean, it's just...
Why did you go there?
Yeah, why did I go there? They made a naughty Mr. Rogers costume.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Those aren't booty shorts. That looks like it's a headband in the NBA.
I put this on Twitter today. I don't... who's going to recognize that? Who's going to say, oh, yeah,
nobody.
You're a naughty Mr. Rogers.
Nobody, right.
Well,
right.
Where's the Mr. Rogers in the costume? A tie? I don't remember him wearing it.
And the knit sweater. He wore knit
not
sweaters.
Not like this.
Of course not.
He wasn't a woman.
He wasn't a woman. It didn't have a plunging neckline.
The sweater is almost non-existent.
Right, exactly. The only thing that you really have is the sleeves. It's funny. But it's also the Tom Hanks movies coming out. The Mr. Rogers movie's coming out.
Here he plays that role very sexy in this movie.
No.
No, he does not.
No, of course not.
No, he does not.
Jeez.
No, he does not. Tom Hanks would not.
What do you
that.
Think, Daniel Tiger? Mew, mew, sexy. No, that is not happening in the Tom Hanks movie.
I'll tell you what.
What do you think, King?
Me likey.
If someone wear this outfit, they got a lot more viewers at the movie theaters.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, you want to see this or you want to go see Mr. Hanks do Mr. Rogers?
I don't want to see any of this.
Be My Neighbor costume kit.
Oh, a lot of people want to be their neighbor, let me tell you. All right, coming up, Big Four at Four, four big blockbuster stories, including that disgraced Mountain Point assistant coach who betrayed his own team. He may finally get a punishment. We will discuss next.